Chapter 4, Part 7. Avalar entre rocas, south wall, right. If you're using the dollhouse tactile map, we are moving from the location G to location D, facing the south wall, left of the exit to the media lab. From the edge of the temporary wall, I am sliding 2 steps to the right and then walking forward 3 steps to arrive at location D, facing the next print. You could also step all the way to the east wall and then follow it to the opening to the media lab and then turn 90 degrees. Either path is clear to walk. This is the second largest print in the show, installed so it bumps up against both the baseboard and the media lab's entrance to the right. 9/10 of this image is that familiar textured stone wall with dark stones and pale mortar. Towards the bottom, the image blurs slightly and gives the sense that the wall extends down into a rock courtyard where ground ivy grows between stones. Mariana reflects on visiting the quarry in Winnipeg. There were a bunch of little plants growing in between cracks from the Tindlestone. It was a reminder that plants will find a way. Even in rock, there are minerals. So they are also feeding other organisms around them in some way, even if it might take a long time for them to break down to that point. In the foreground of the lower left corner of the washi print are isolated laundry lines with plastic clothespins. One line moves from the corner up towards the center before fading into blur. A second clothesline moves from the lower corner to the right, where the plastic pins clip bright colored fabric. Because this work is a composite, a cobbled together memory rather than a single location, my brain accepts that the laundry line doesn't quite go anywhere. It exists in a dreamlike space where things don't have to make complete sense. On the ground, in the lower left corner, are 3 more Tindlestones arranged in a triangular formation. The furthest back leans against the baseboard, with its polished top facing the gallery. The other 2 stones spread out from the wall with polished tops facing up. Around their edges, you can feel the raw texture where they've been broken from larger pieces. The largest stone, closest to visitor, has a triangular or heart shape. The smallest is circular.